Next up, we have our 4 o'clock session, Parkland Dedications and More. And this is being presented by Kim Mickelson. And I don't believe I need to give her too much introduction.
Short's always good. I think one of the best introductions I heard once was Charlie McNabb introducing Shanna Igo from TML. And he said, "This is Shanna Igo. She's going to talk to us about the legislature. She is very smart." It's a great introduction. That's always been my dream. So good afternoon. Thank you all for sticking around here through the wee hours or waning hours of the day. You will note that there is not a paper in this in the packet for this presentation yet. I appear to have had a bit of a blonde moment, and I thought that this presentation was actually in August, despite UT Land Use Law staff's best efforts to keep me in line. So we will get that to staff as soon as possible. I would say that given Chris Bauer's outline of the four steps of good drafting, it is probably in the carpentry stage. It's not quite there to editing, but I have been knee-deep in this for a number of months, years, dealing with some issues in my practice. One of the early lessons I learned as a municipal attorney was that, well, first of all, like Brady said, I work for the good guys. And part of my job, a big part of my job, I think, is to help my clients figure out how to achieve the goals that they think are important to the public within the bounds of the law. You know, let's assess risk. Let's look at this. I'm not afraid to say no, however. So I also realized that another part of my job is to crush their dreams as early as possible. To that end, I like being invited early and often to meetings with staff. Now, when I'm on the outside, that eats up budget. Cities hate it. When I was in private practice, I'm in the city now. So invite me to all of these meetings. About two and a half years ago, the City of Houston's planning department staff decided to work on a walkable places ordinance and project. The idea was around transit corridors, looking for dense inner city infill development within the city limits. They wanted to create walkable places. That meant big parkways between the curb and the sidewalk to help protect pedestrians from the effect of the cars. It meant wider sidewalks. It meant if you were developing or redeveloping a lot anywhere within the city limits of Houston, you had to build a sidewalk. One of the things that I like to tell staff to do as they're drafting an ordinance is to test it to make sure it works. And I think they did with this ordinance, but then when they really went to implement it, there became some obvious problems because it was a pretty strict ordinance. You will build a sidewalk, you can ask us for a waiver, but we're not likely to grant it. It led to some problems like, how are you going to wedge in the now beautiful wider sidewalk in an area that you don't have sufficient right-of-way? How are you going to fit that in adjacent to drainage ditches? Or does it really make sense, and is it proportional to development perhaps, to have a developer put in a piece of a sidewalk along a block face that basically goes to nowhere and is maybe 30 to 50 feet long? So this generated a lot of discussion with the administration. I think we resulted in almost 200 letters with property owners who were doing this type of infill development, basically granting them a temporary stay in the requirement to build a sidewalk until we got to the next stage. So staff calls me up, I don't know, year and a half ago and says, okay, we're ready to sit down and talk about this. And I am all excited, okay? I want to come talk about sidewalks. I'm part planner. I get to sit in these. I get to wear a planning hat sometimes. So we go in, we talk about about the problems that have come up with this. How are we going to fix this?